You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Hey, it's Alessandra, and welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. We are back with another segment of Reality Chat. Are you tuning into this season of Double Shot at Love on MTV? Well, if you're just as hooked as the rest of us, you're in luck. This week we have B Lashes, a fan favorite. She's spilling all the tea on why her and Darren decided to jump into the pool during their first shift at work. We'll get all those answers and more on this episode of Reality Chat.
Reality Chat. Exclusive updates and interviews with Alessandra G.
Hey, B Lashes, how are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing so good. I'm so happy to be here. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, you know, just trying to get through this coronavirus mess. How has the quarantine life been for you?
I'm not going to lie. The quarantine life in the beginning was a real, real struggle, but you know, things are getting better, so we're able to go out a little bit more, walk around the neighborhood more, and things have been better weather, so that makes me happy. So I've been managing as best as we can, right?
Yeah, of course. I know you're in Jersey, I'm in Jersey, and it's been raining for like the past 10 days, so it's been pretty shitty out. Hopefully the sun comes out. You and Darren were at Headliners this past weekend, I think. So, you know, how was that? Was it good to be back out?
So I'm actually from Long Island, and you know what? Right now, it's been sunny, so I think you guys have been getting the rain. But I did make a trip to Jersey this weekend, and it was definitely fun. I mean, it's not the same as it, you know, used to be, so you got to wear your masks and lots of plexiglass and social distancing. But hopefully there's a brighter future.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Long Island. Okay, that's still okay on this podcast. East Coast is good. So obviously, you know, watching this season of Double Shot at Love, so many iconic scenes, another great season, watched last season as well. But how is this season different from the past season, other than the fact that, you know, love isn't really the priority on this go around?
Yeah. So obviously last season was a dating competition. We were there to find love, and we were there to go home with either Pauline or Vinny. And this time around, our ex-boyfriends were nice enough to invite us to Vegas to live and work. So this time we are working at Dre's, the number one nightclub and day club in Las Vegas. So not only are we not fighting for love, but we are working real jobs and living in Pauline and Vinny's suite, which is such a nice thing. And I'm so blessed that they invited me, but it's definitely a huge difference from last season.
Yeah, for sure. Different dynamic all around. And obviously you got the three guys there too. How is it having like Brandon, Nikki, and Antonio there? Because viewers did not know who they were. Now they're just on the show. You guys weren't familiar with them, but I think it was a great addition. But how did that mix things up in the suite?
Yeah, so Darren bringing three guys from home, from the East Coast with us, obviously took Pauline and Vinny by shock. I was super happy because, you know, I lived with 20 girls on the last show. So I was like, if I have to live with another like 10 girls again, this is going to be insane. Like, there's no room to get ready. No one's ever on time. There's too much arguing. Like, we need some guys in this house. So when Darren brought them, I thought it was going to be a great addition. And I knew that once Pauline and Vinny, like, you know, got to know them and got over the fact that we weren't bringing them three hot girls, that they would love them, you know, just as much as we do.
Yeah, that's awesome. And obviously you said there would be a lot of drama if there were all girls there, but funny enough, the boys brought their own drama along as well.
Don't they all?
Definitely. But, you know, Antonio, wow, like he really shocked me because one, I find him hilarious. I think at first I was like, ah, what is this guy going to do here? Like, I wasn't too sure about him, but as soon as he started going, I was like, this guy is so funny. Like, I loved him. I loved his personality, but the dangerous thing about that was, you know, he was chatting a lot with girls. He has a girlfriend at home. And then that kind of spewed into a big explosion, I'd like to say. Do you think that Darren had the right to call his girlfriend up and just kind of say, hey, you should come stop by? Or did you think that was crossing the line?
I honestly think that Darren didn't do enough. I think that Darren should have picked that phone up and said, Antonio is here and he's cheating on you. I mean, I think that she was like way too kind. Just, hey, you know, do you want to come out here? Like, no, Darren, if you're going to do it, you know, throw him under the bus and throw him under the bus. I think Antonio should have thanked her that she didn't say anything else. But then again, I'm the one that kind of lit the match to this fire, so maybe not the best question for me.
No, exactly. That was bringing me to the next question, because obviously on That's the Tea with Alessandra G, we love the tea. We praise it. We loved the fact that you started some drama, but I expected Brandon to say something, but I didn't expect it to go the way that it did. Did you have any thought, like, in the back of your mind, like, damn, this could really bite me in the ass? Or were you just thinking, like, hey, like, I kind of just want some entertainment. Like, I'm bored. Like, I want to see what happens. Let the tea come on.
Honestly, no. I don't want to say I'm a naive person, but when it comes to other people, I'm very naive. So I'm, like, at work with Brandon, and I'm like, oh, yeah, like, this is what happened. I really, like, genuinely did not think that within a matter of minutes he would turn around and tell Antonio. Because if, you know, you watch season one, like, I don't like to be in drama. It's like, that's not my mission. Like, that's not my MO. I don't like to fight. So I just was like, oh, like, me and Brandon are close. Like, you know, we work together. We live together. He's getting to know me. I did not think he was going to rat me out that quickly. And then when he did, I was like, oh, no, 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 no. Like, if I'm going down, you're going down too. And I know that, you know, telling Nikki that, I was very hesitant, you could see. And Maria's like, who is it? Who is he talking about? And I'm like, all right, Brandon, you asked for it, you know, an eye for an eye, here we go.
Oh yeah. I mean, when Nikki found out and she flipped out, I was dying laughing. Like, I couldn't even hold back because she went crazy. Like, I thought she was going to be mad, but she flipped and you were right in the middle of it. And I know I've been in that position before where I was just like, you know, trying to have a conversation and then it spewed into something that you were like, oh my God, I didn't want this. I didn't want this.
Yeah,
and she was like, B-Lashes said this. She was jumping up and down. Like, she was already mad a couple days ago, yelling at Brandon, saying something about quacks like a duck with her veins popping out of her head. And I was like, oh girl, no. Oh, no.
She went from the veins popping out of her neck to like being so out of breath from yelling. I was like, uh-oh. And you know what's so funny is like Paulie walks around screaming B-Lashes all day in like the most funniest way ever. And for the first time, I hear somebody screaming my name in like bloody murder and it's Nikki. And I'm like, well, my name doesn't sound so cute anymore when you say it like that. I was like, maybe this wasn't the best idea. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm not going to take the heat. Like, Darren's my best friend. I made a promise with Brandon and you broke it. Like, who crosses their toes? Like, what? Who does that on a pinky promise?
That was so screwed up because here you are in the background and the way the show edited it, I was dying. Like, you're like sweeping up the floor and he's like, stare straight. So B-Lashes just told me. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Like, you know, this is going to blow up. And he was caught in the middle of it anyway. He had his own drama in the beginning. So I know he probably just wanted to shift it so someone else had an explosion coming their way. But oh, God.
Yeah, he really couldn't even wait until we were not working to tell him, which I was like, you know, I just found that out when I was like watching. I'm like, wait, how quick did you like go and tell him? Like within 2 minutes of me telling you? Come on.
Yeah, I mean, that was rough. I feel bad because honestly, I don't think anyone had bad intentions. It was just like, hey, it is what it is. Like, this happened. And no offense, but Antonio kind of deserved it. And coming from me, my boyfriend's name is Antonio. And if my Antonio was doing the same thing, he would not be my boyfriend anymore. So that girl deserved to know because that was screwed up.
Right? And like, Darren didn't even tell her. All she said was, are you Antonio's girlfriend? Do you want to come visit? Like, Antonio should have been like, what did you say? But he didn't care. He was ready to go.
Oh, I don't even know how to explain it, but it reminded me of like the OG Jersey Shore with Ronnie and how, you know, someone would do something or say, oh, I talked to so-and-so on the phone and Ronnie would just blow up. And I was like, oh God, like I'm getting throwback vibes. I'm enjoying it way too much. But damn, I didn't expect it to turn into that. But he should have known something was coming because you can't get away with that for that long. And he had enough chances. Even Brandon was giving him shit for it, which I was like, you know what? I thought you were the one. Now it's like, okay, Brandon's not the dick. It's Antonio at this point. And Brandon's even saying like, dude, you can't do this. And I'm like, if he's saying it, you know you're wrong.
Right? Like, who are you going to listen to? All the girls are telling you. All the guys are telling you. Like, Paulie and Vinny are like, you cheated. Like, Antonio, you're cheating. Like, come on.
Exactly. Well, I'm excited to see this week what blows up, because it ended last week with kind of like, he's mad, what's going to happen? And then Nikki apologizes to Brandon, but the explosion, or, you know, volcanic eruption, as I call it, has not finished. So obviously, you know what happens, but I know all of the viewers are dying to see this week and just what unravels next.
Oh, I can assure everybody listening that you will not want to miss one second of it, because from here on out, there is so much more drama, hookups, drunken moments, hangovers. It's going to be good.
Yeah. And speaking of the hookups and drunk moments, I felt really bad for Darren last week with pretty boy Ricky. What the hell was up with that? I mean, watching it back, I felt so sorry for her, because I feel like a lot of girls can relate to that situation. And I felt bad that she thought, you know, it was about her. But what did you think just watching that back? Obviously, you witnessed it firsthand, but seeing it kind of unfold on TV.
Honestly, my heart hurt for her, because I've never seen Darren, you know, now I've known Darren for quite some time. We spent a lot of time together, and I've never seen her like that in my life to date. So I was very taken back. And when I saw like how much pressure she put on herself, I was just like, girl, like this happens all the time, like to all of us. Just nobody is out there narrating it and like blasting it to the world. Like, it's okay. So my heart broke, you know, for both of them, because it happens. Like, people drink too much. People, you know, have whatever it is at that time. And, you know, just for her, it was, you know, something that's happened before, and she really took it to heart and took it too hard on herself. But the internet and everybody, all of our followers have been so sweet, and all the, you know, camaraderie from the females are like, girl, this happens to everybody. Don't let the guys fool you.
Exactly. Like, I think that's what everyone was thinking. And I just felt bad. Does this girl realize at the same time, like, her boy's got a whole camera crew in that room? Like, you know, what can you really expect? Like, I think.
Yeah. And like, Darren is super hot. So the pressure is on.
Yeah. And also, like, that's not a natural situation to be in. Like, even just filming a show and getting into fights and stuff, like, you have to really think how many people are in that room. Like, what are they saying? Like, are they whispering to each other? Like, it's a weird dynamic that a lot of the guests, you know, open up to me about on this show. And now watching reality TV, it gives me a different perspective, because you don't really think about that, right? You're very fixated on what's going on in the show. And it takes a little bit to step back and say, okay, wait, there's a giant camera crew. These people have, you know, 10 plus people in the room, or there's lighting on them while they're making out with some random guy, or whatever the case is. Like, it's awkward. It's weird. So,
of course. And I think that, you know, we forget that because we are living there, and this is like, you know, an everyday life for us. But, you know, he was a guest. He's a guest at our house. So he's, you know, not in front of that all the time. I also think that, you know, since he's a Chippendales dancer, you know, you have a preconceived notion about Chippendales dancers or strippers or dancers in general. So I think it was just like a very high expectation. And then, you know, we had a moment.
Poor boy, honestly. Also aired to national TV. What can you do?
Shout out for you, Ricky. We love you.
Yeah, it's all right, Ricky. We're still here for you. I'm sure the crowds are going to be rolling in for you once the corona blows over.
Yeah, exactly.
But moving into a different question, I know that you mentioned your strong friendship with Darren, and obviously everyone can see that. You know, you guys are very close on the show. You met on the show, obviously, but even off the show, you guys hang out a ton, like you said, and everyone's just kind of witnessed that friendship and bond grow so strong. But a standout scene from this season had to be when the dynamic duo decided to jump into the pool during their first shift. What was the discussion before that happened? Because, you know, the editing was very, very interesting, because it was kind of just like, yeah, this is our first day of work. Cool. And then it was like, jumping into the pool, like, let's fucking go. And I'm like, what happened? Like, there was obviously a conversation behind that.
Let me paint the picture for you. So it's our first day at work. I am in a uniform that makes me very not cute and not feel like my belash self. I am sweating. I am working in the kitchen. It's even hotter in a Vegas kitchen than it is in hell, okay? It is so hot. I am wearing khaki shorts that if you start to sweat, you're going to see it, okay? I'm going to have butt sweat. I'm going to have front sweat. I'm sweating all around. I will say the kitchen was closed, okay? So my job was finished. So I was like, okay, whatever. Me and Darren are walking around and we're just like, you know, like this is a pool party. It looks like a lot of fun. Like technically the kitchen is closed. I don't know what, you know, if her section was cleaned up, but mine was. And I'm like, you know what? We're only in Vegas. Like YOLO, you only live once. We're going in. Not the best idea because I will say that if I went home and switched clothes, I'm sure I wouldn't have gotten in trouble, but I was an employee with my uniform on in the pool with the guests. Not my proudest moment. At least nobody saw my swamp ass stains because I was just completely wet instead of only wet in the back.
No, in that case, it was totally worth it. Like, you should have just said that. That should have been your comment back when the boss was like, what were you thinking? Like, did you want them to see my swamp ass, bro? Like, I was saving myself and your brand.
Right? I literally was. I should have told that to Dustin, actually, although I'm sure he wouldn't have cared. I don't think there was any saving face at that point.
No. Yeah,
and I was saying, you know, like in Vegas, they pump oxygen into the casinos and the hotels. And I think my brain just had a little too much oxygen. I thought I was on vacation mode and I went for it.
I thought it was great. I know that that's going to still be, by the time the season wraps, like one of, if not the best season. And then the follow-up of the two of you getting in trouble by Dustin, it was like two little kids getting in trouble. Like you guys had guilt written all over your face. You like were like walking very slowly towards him. And he was like, what happened? And you guys were just like,
I felt so bad. I'm like just looking at him and like saying, well, you know, we weren't even allowed into the club right away. So the rest of our suite mates were in there. And I'm like, Darren, like, this is it. Like, he's going to tell us to go home and move out. Like, that's it. Thankfully, he did not. But, you know, I did have a really big warning and I'm pretty sure I learned my lesson.
Yeah, for sure. Another thing that was funny though with Dustin was that, you know, the first day of work, you showed up and you were like, you still had to have the B-lashes bling on the work outfit. Like you were like, I'm not going out there with these khakis, like looking crazy, a Target worker. I think someone said, yeah. I am getting my belt on, like I'm tying it in the knot in the front. Like I was like, I would do that. Like it was so relatable and right? funny. But, you know, he said the first day, you can't be wearing all this makeup, like no wearing the bling, no hat, no this. And you were like, what the hell? What am I going to do? And I was like, this is literally every girl watching this show. Like I was even saying to my brother, like, dude, if I had to wear that, I would be dying. Not only in that heat, but I would just feel like a total, like, I don't even know, like a nerd. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, I just like felt like I look like a little turd. I was like, this is not cute. Like, I can't like be me. Like, I obviously express myself through my clothes and my makeup and my personality. But like, whoa, like, I like, listen, this is, you're taking away a lot here, Dustin. Like, this is what's going to make you the money. Why do you want me to take all my like soundless bangles off? Like, come on.
That was so funny. You're like, they don't make sound, I swear. You're like, shake them. He's like, off.
You know how annoying that is when you have like someone in the classroom or whatever, like that's wearing like jewelry that clanks around. So like, at least I was being respectful. I was like, look, these are, you know, waterproof and soundless.
That's so funny. And you know, it was great to see the dynamic of you guys. Obviously, we didn't see anyone working in the first season or anything like super serious. It was just like drama, kind of like Bachelor with the spin, funny, I don't know, mess. But on that first season, there were a lot of great characters that we missed out on during season two. So I'm very excited and happy that, you know, you were brought back, but obviously others were not. If you could take one girl from season one that didn't make it to season two and just like throw her on an episode, who would you pick? Because my personal pick would be Holly, just because every single time she came on the screen, I was like, oh my God, this is a drama bomb. I don't know. What do you have anyone in mind?
You know what? I would probably go with Holly as well because she does have a really big heart and it's like super dedicated when she's passionate about things. So I'm sure work would have been like, super good for her. She would have been so bubbly. But I think her reaction to like when the tea gets spilt and drama would have been priceless.
Yes, of course. So Holly, it is. And speaking of drama, I really do want to get your take on the blow up that happened with Brandon and Marissa. Did you know from the jump that was going to be a bad idea? Because I did personally, watching it from the outside perspective, like, you guys live together, someone's going to catch feelings, this is not a good idea. And then obviously that is what ended up happening. Did you think that they'd be okay? Or were you like, this is a bad idea?
I'm pretty close to Marissa, so I know her so well. And I literally could look at her eyes and the way she looked at Brandon. And I was like, uh-oh. Like, they actually even show it. Like, we're at the pool party and the two of them are getting close. And I'm like, no, 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 no. Bad idea, bad idea, bad idea, bad idea. I know Marissa. She has a huge heart. And I think it was a recipe for disaster. Listen, like, you don't shit where you eat, so to speak. And pardon my French, but someone's always going to catch feelings. And unfortunately for Marissa, it was her. And Brandon, you know, was just there to have fun, which, you know, I could respect. But I hate seeing, you know, my girl upset. So for me, I knew it was going to happen, but I was ready for the tears to roll. And I was ready to be there to help her wipe them up and, you know, kind of get over it.
Yeah, that was good. It was good that everyone was kind of comforting her. And then she had everyone attacking him, which I was like, oh my God, I would totally have my friends do this, where like Susan's running around like yelling and they're standing at the door being bodyguards. I was like, oh my God, like this is too priceless. But it probably made her feel a little bit better knowing that, you know, her girls were on her side and they weren't going to let him get away with it, especially even Nikki, who usually keeps her mouth shut. She's, you know, in the bed with the covers over her head. And she even was yelling on that couch with her veins popping out of her neck. So I'm like, if I was Marissa, I'd be like, damn, I feel pretty good about this. Even my sis Nikki got up from the bed to say something.
All the girls were like, no, this is not okay. Like, absolutely not. So I was like, let me in that room. But my bodyguards were not letting me through. Rude. But I was like, if I hear Marissa like upset or crying, like, you're gonna move. I'm getting in there. Like, her business is my business, and everyone's business now is what goes on in this suite. So like, move out of the way.
Yeah, exactly. I'm interested to see how you know, their friendship plays out for the rest of the season. It was nice to see in the previous episodes that they were getting along a lot better and kind of, you know, trying to get a new clean slate going. But it was great. It was very sweet that you guys were comforting her, and obviously girl code all the way. That was awesome to see. But speaking of the drama and all of that mess, even with the tea that you spilled, I wouldn't regret that. But do you have any regrets looking back and rewatching this season unfold so far?
Definitely not about spilling the tea, because one, I love Darren and Dashie, my bestie, but I never promised that I would not say that she called Antonio's girlfriend. Like, that was never a thing. I didn't pinky promise her or any of the other girls. And two, so that's like a technicality. So technically, like, you know, people on the internet are like, you broke girl code. Well, technically I didn't, but yeah, like I said, an eye for an eye. If I'm going down, Brandon's going down with me. The only thing I would regret at this point was jumping in the pool. Pretty embarrassing. Kind of fun, but pretty embarrassing.
I wouldn't regret that, but you know what? It's okay. I feel like you got to redeem yourself somehow, but
I just don't want people to think like, oh my God, she can't even hold a job. Like, no, I just had a moment, like a lapse of judgment for a split second, long enough to get my feet wet.
Yeah, literally. I know what you're talking about. You're with your best friend, you have a crazy idea, and 1, 2, 3, it happens. So I knew watching back, thinking of me and my best friend, that the same thing would have happened. So, you know, I don't think a lot of viewers were like, what is she doing? More than just, oh God, like, I can't believe this happened and it was on film. But yeah, that was a great scene. Honestly, it's still very iconic. But speaking of the whole show, one thing I just want to ask, and this could be from last season or this season or both, what would you consider to be like the one major takeaway or lesson that you got from, you know, being in the spotlight, being on the show, or just, you know, being filmed and connecting with people from the world that don't know you personally?
I think for me, a major takeaway is seeing how much like my followers or supporters or anyone who watches the show can relate to me personally, relates to me, or, you know, finds happiness in things that I share and the way that I am. And just knowing that, like, so I get a lot of people, you know, especially from the East Coast, saying like, I'm just like you. Like, I'm always there for my friends. I am just like you. I'm loud, I'm extra, but I have a big heart. And I love that. I love that people can relate to me and see themselves in me, or they look at me and they're like, I wish I had a friend like you. Like, it's so touching. It's so heartwarming. And I love like making people laugh and smile. So really being able to connect to hundreds of thousands of people has been such a blessing for me. I love every minute of it.
Yeah, I totally agree. I know I have a lot of friends that watch the show and we always talk about it. But, you know, East Coast girls, we just have that vibe and like we see each other in people that we watch that do reality TV and stuff like that. So I totally get what you're saying. And we're like, oh, shit, we would have done the same thing watching it playback. So it is definitely true. Everyone watching, I think, has a great connection to you. You have a great personality. And obviously you have that East Coast aura. So we're all like, oh, my God. Me and my brother watch the show like together. We find it hilarious. And then we'll walk around the house and like randomly I'll just like see my brother and be like, B lashes. And he's like, oh my God. But like, yeah, you're literally coming, like you're coming into people's household, which is crazy to think about, but just having conversations with people that watch the show or whatever, it's like you go from, yeah, obviously a lot of people know who you are to now hundreds of thousands of people know who you are and they're talking about you after they watch the show. So it's a great, great thing. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm excited to see how the season plays out and what else is going to occur. My final question would be, to all of the B Lashes fans around the world that, you know, really enjoy your content on social media and obviously love seeing you on the show, what do you want to say to them and like echo out to them through this podcast?
Yeah, I think that number one, I want to say thank you for the support. It means the world to me. But number two, I want to say if you're listening, just be you. I can't stress it enough. Don't let anybody dull your sparkle. Be more all the time. Be extra AF as much as you can. And don't let anybody tell you otherwise, because at the end of the day, you put your head on that pillow at night and you're the only one who has your back. So be yourself and don't let anybody change you.
Wow, that's awesome. You got to get that on a t-shirt. Pretty long line of text, but like, right? That was very well put together.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Well, that's all I have for today. B Lashes, thank you for coming on. That's the Tea with Alessandra G and continuing to just be truthful, stay genuine, and just give us the tea that we all need and deserve at this point.
Thank you so much for having me. I had so much fun talking about it, and I look forward to much more tea coming and much more tea to spill with you.
Of course. Thanks, B Lashes. Huge thank you to B Lashes for coming on That's the Tea with Alessandra G. East Coast for life. Am I right, ladies? Be sure to tune into Double Shot at Love every single Thursday on MTV. As always, follow B Lashes on socials, which are all linked in the description of this episode. You gotta keep up to date with everything she has going on. It's some great content, you guys. And as B Lashes says, be extra, be more. But also, stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands.